Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eish HaTorah. Our text is Life is Now. We are in chapter 30, the second part. A highly intelligent, accomplished gentleman came to a class that I gave. After the class, he said to me, "When you spoke about becoming a more joyful person, it really hit home. I have every reason to be grateful and happy, but I'm not. I always think about how much more I need to do to feel positive about myself. It's not that I have a low self-image. As a matter of fact, my self-image is really very high. That is exactly the source of my frequent feelings of frustration. I know that I have accomplished a lot, but if I utilize more of my potential, I would achieve a lot more." I responded like this: "It seems that you believe that you need to accomplish all that you can before you allow yourself to experience consistent joy. Now that's a mistake. Right at this moment, you can choose to experience joy." "But how can I be joyful? I'm not accomplishing all that I can accomplish," the fellow said. And I said to him like this: "The only day you can say that you accomplished all that you can accomplish is on the last day of your life on this planet. Because as long as the Almighty gives you life, He's giving you a message that you still can accomplish more. Right now, you're still alive. Right now, you have free will to choose how you will think, feel, speak, and act. I would like to suggest a very powerful tool. Each day, ask yourself the following: if I were a master of joy, what would I think, feel, say, and do? You might never totally master being joyful, but don't let that stop you from thinking, feeling, speaking, and acting like a master of joy." "I have to be honest about it," the fellow said. "I'm not a master of joy." And he insisted. And I said to him, "I realize that you haven't mastered joy yet, and we don't know right this moment if you ever will master it. But even so, you can choose to love yourself. The Almighty loves you. So choose to love what the Almighty loves. And choose to think, feel, speak, and act like a master of joy. When you do, you will certainly be more joyful than you are now. So this tool I found works for people. If I were joyful, how would I think, feel, speak, and act right now?" Just thinking about it increases the amount of joy that you're going to experience.